Blog Talk Radio.
Options show for April 7th, 2013. How did we get to 2013? It's amazing. With Richard Olson and...
I'm Sherry Edwards.
It's amazing. I can't believe we're in 2013. It's just stunning to me. I feel like I'm in a scene out of Star Trek.
I remember a conversation, when it turns 2000, we'll be 50-some years old. I remember that conversation. It seemed like a zillion years ago, and now we're 13 years into that.
I know, it's stunning.
For those of you who don't tune in early to either our WebEx or our Blog Talk, because we are simultaneously broadcasting, you have missed some exciting conversations already. Jill Madsen is our guest and one of our favorite guests, if not the favorite, but we're not allowed to say that. And she has a gift for you guys that is incredible, so stay tuned for that. I need to get some little announcements out of the way. Richard, I should say, how are you? And at least let people know what's going on with the other side of the world here.
I'm just in California. I know it seems like the other side of the world. I'm really excited to have Jill here. She's one of, my favorite guests. She's so, so
prolific.
Wise and skilled and prolific. She just stuns me in her how much she produces, how much quality she produces. So it's always fun.
We were listening to her music, for those of you who were on with us up front. It's so soothing and etheric and otherworldly. I should say other dimensional. So we'll ask Jill a bit about that, about where her music comes from. But for those of you, and I'm not sure what's happening here because I think our webmaster disappeared off the face of the earth. I don't know if you can come in to WebEx and watch the show, but what we are going to do is show some things from Jill's website, and that's Jill's, plural, Jill's Wings of Light. .com. So you won't be missing anything except our chat room, which is always exciting. So we love that part of it. We will try to get our website back up and running. We did have to go out and hire another temporary person, so I apologize for that. We are sponsored by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health. If you're ever in southeastern Ohio on Route 32, you are just one turn off that highway to visit us. We are doing a three-part series on Happy Hour, and that's on our site under a little link, an orange link on the right-hand side down low. And if you're having trouble getting that Happy Hour link, call us and we'll put you on our mailing list to make sure that you get it. And we have been posting a lot of things on our Facebook, and that's just Sherry Edwards at Facebook. Sherry with an A, S-H-A-R-R-Y. We should say Sherry and Richard, or we should have a Blog Talk Radio posting. Oh, it is on. If you go look at Blog Talk Radio, upcoming shows, the link to get to each Blog Talk is there. Wonder if we could broadcast our... That's a thought, Richard. If we could broadcast our Happy Hour on Blog Talk Radio. Never thought of that. But But we're going to put up this three-part series that we're doing on biohazards, and that's like the plastic from your bottled drinks, chemtrails. We have found out backwards that it's phosgene that they are dumping on us, and we do have an antidote for that. Those of you who are practitioners can get in touch with us, and we will give you those antidotes. So we have an upcoming class the 18th and 19th is a two-day tech class, and that's for you to start your own. Okay, somebody's asking if what's starting now. Don't hear. They say they're not hearing me at all. Richard, are you hearing me through Blog Talk? Or
I'm hearing you fine through Blog Talk.
How about through the WebEx?
I'm not, because of my setup currently, I can't listen on WebEx at the same time.
Change role.
But other people, Moon, could you put something into chat in on WebEx if you can hear Sherry?
WebEx has no sound, says Colleen. Well, let me go check.
I put the number in for people on WebEx for the 347-850-1407 so that they want to call in. Of course, if they can't hear me, I'm just talking to us.
Use phone. Use your phone or computer to join. Boy, from here, it says I don't even have a microphone. But it looks like it's use phone, start conference. Wow. Maybe I've got a wrong microphone up here. Nope, only one microphone showing. Well, people are going to have to join us at Blog Talk, I guess. I will change the hookup for the microphone, but it looked like everything was a go here. Wes put the phone number in for Blog Talk, Blog Talk Radio for audio, and it is 347-850-1407. So I put that in the chat. But it says here that my microphone is working absolutely fine. But it doesn't show up on my board that I have a microphone.
I think this Lax Mercury retrograde got stuck.
It shows I have no microphone. I see Al talking. Change role too. I'm the host and the presenter. I haven't the slightest. Use your phone or computer to join. Okay, I'm backing out and coming back in again. Hello, hello. Can people hear me now? All right, I just changed the USB.
I see that you have a microphone now.
Yeah, it must be the USB port. I apologize.
And they're saying
for that.
Yes in chat. Okay, bad port.
Okay, I need to get everybody here. Because all of a sudden everybody has their mics open.
I love live production.
Okay. I hope I'm back. We can hear you, but the sound is very, very low on your end. Okay. Something must be the matter with this mic. I am going to eat the mic, so we'll see what's happening there. All right, back to what we were saying. We have sent out information about a two-day class, a two-day technician class, that we're going to be doing on the 18th and 19th. Thank you, Moon. That is a prequel to a class coming up on the 22nd through the 26th, which is the five-day professional class. And if you take the five-day professional class, you can take the class on the 18th and 19th for free, and it includes a lot of free software. I am appalled at what is going on. Last week, they announced that whoever is in cancer treatment, they are suspending that. It doesn't matter if you're in the middle, if you just started, their Medicare, several facilities are suspending their treatment of cancer patients. Now, they just changed this law that put it under System D or B or something so that they didn't have to pay for cancer stuff. Now, next thing they're trying, and they've already have it in the works, is they're going to say they're not going to treat obesity because obesity is a lifestyle. And then it's going to be AIDS, and then it's going to be diabetes and So we have a job to do, and this is why we've set up this two-day technician class, to try to move along more quickly this idea of putting a bioacoustic center in every community. So with this class, you can start your own practice, enhance your practice. You know, if you go to nanovoice.com, okay, just hold on here about the free book. Although there is a free book on our site if you'd like one, but that's not what the advertisement said, so hold that thought here. And when I start out in the middle of nowhere, it means I'm answering a question that's on the chat here. So for those of you who are interested in helping us get these bioacoustic centers started, making $30 to $50 an hour, you can also go to nanovoice.org, download that computer program, and all you have to have is a mic. And there's not very many opportunities on the planet where you can spend $30 for a microphone, and we'll give you the course, we'll give you the textbook, we'll give you this class, and you can start your own consulting business. Richard reminds me, and once I get up on my soapbox here, that I have not talked about the keynote for today, for April 7th, 2013. You know, when we say the date of the show, that's when we should go into that, because it makes more sense. So what is going to happen here is there's information and frequencies coming from outside our solar system and bombarding our planet. And today, the frequency that is bombarding us is a note of C. And that note of C deals with hydroxyproline and magnesium cell salts, leg muscle cramps. So expect some more muscle cramps. Expect to, you know, go get some magnesium or eat some foods with magnesium in it. It's also a nerve growth factor, and so you'll be experiencing some little zingers. And you won't know where they come from. It feels like somebody stabbed you with something very sharp, but it's only there for an oomph, and it's nerve regrowth and reconnecting. And that's good for what's going on around this time of the year. Also, leucine and isoleucine, you can expect your blood sugar to be either more stable or a little unstable, depending on whether you're right or left brain. So this is about providing information and nutrients and biochemicals to your muscles. So did that. Do I have any other kinds of announcements that I should be saying? I think I covered everything. Simultaneous, get on our mailing list because the website is temporarily causing us problems. Okay, now we can, I had two other announcements. And these are happy announcements, depending on what you think. Remember, a long time ago, we had a couple of shows, one with Julian Assange and his attorney, and then one with Bradley Manning. Now, what do those people have in common? Well, Bradley Manning is the young military guy who decided to be a whistleblower because he saw the Americans going into war that they had created. One of the biggies was that he had found memos to a couple of leaders of countries that were thinking about fighting, and then Hillary Clinton was writing to both of them, egging them on, and I can't remember which countries they were. You can probably find it online. Egypt was one of them, I think, and maybe, I can't remember the other one, wherever Gaddafi was. And they published those, and it showed up, Mrs. Clinton, as a instigator and two-faced. And Julian Assange from WikiLeaks printed them. Now, Julian Assange is from Sweden, I think, and America wanted him extradited to America so he could be killed as a traitor. And Assange's country, Sweden, and a group of their attorneys got together and said that he will not be extradited to America. It should not be a crime to report a crime. And I love that. And also love the idea that they are trying to get a peace medal, a Nobel Peace Prize, for Bradley Manning. This has happened in Rome. It happened in ancient times. It happened in Hitler's times and Mussolini and Stalin and all of those, that the government was so corrupt and going and turning people against each other, and it's like a soap opera. And Bradley Manning and Julian Assange are bringing that to light. We should kiss their feet. All this ancient information about greed and how we just upset our world by being greedy and not listening to all the stuff within, I think is a wonderful topic. And that brings us to Jill. Incredible person, as Richard said, absolutely prolific. She does art and music and workshops and classes and publishes lots of articles, and she's done that in the last month or so. Incredible. She is a walking encyclopedia about our past and how we should learn from our past. She has a new book called Lost Waves of Time. And I think through music we awaken our consciousness. And I think that, for me, that's Jill's purpose on the earth. Awaken our consciousness to listen from within. She wrote a book about me and what we do here at the Bioacoustic Center, which embarrassed me to no end. Not that the book said anything bad that would embarrass me, but I was embarrassed from a point of feeling very good about Jill's book and very egotistical. I felt like I shouldn't be the host to be talking to Jill about a book she wrote about me. So we're going to introduce Jill. Jill, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sherry. I always love to be here.
Well, we love having you. But there are people here. We put this information out that we were going to be talking about a new project that you have taken on with publishing your book. So can you tell us about your books? This is what, the third or fourth one?
You mean the new book or The Secret Sounds, How to Get the Free Book?
Well, let's tell them about what you've written first, and then you can go on from there.
Okay, so about The Secret Sounds?
Well, didn't you write a healing book about sound before that?
I did. Okay, yes, I did. Okay. My first book is called Ancient Sounds, Modern Healing. And in this book, I think my issue was that people tend to think of sound healing as bells or maybe tuning forks. But sound healing is so broad. It's not so linear as one instrument, although all of them are very effective. And understanding like the science of sound and the science of the body makes each one of those modalities even better. But that sound can be used to control your brain waves and your thoughts. Sound can be used to make you go to sleep, to give you energy. Sound can be used to change your emotions, to change your actual consciousness. Your body can be looked at a musical instrument, like your spinal cord is a xylophone. You receive an interface with sounds from nature, from other people, from cell phones, from insidious sounds from towers and stuff like that. That sound is just so huge. So my first book with Ancient Sounds, Modern Healing, I kind of go over the gamut. How do you sound for thinking, for intelligence, for learning, for changing a habit, for health, and so forth? And so I go through all kinds of different approaches. And then the second book, Secret Sounds, Ultimate Healing, takes it to, it's in a different arena. It starts out about Sherry's work, because I find Sherry's work so deep and unbelievably beneficial to mankind. But because it's so different than the way that I've learned or was taught in school, it was hard for me to grasp at first. It's not that it's hard. It's not that you need to be smart to even understand it. It's just so different. So I thought to explain her work, to explain how she developed her work. So you can see, as you go through her life, how this event occurred and how she was able to make the next breakthrough. And that way it makes it very plausible and understandable and easy to understand. And then the second part of Sherry's book, it could be optional, though some people would like it the most, but if you're not into science, you could skip it. The second part goes into how sound travels through your body. And we might think it's a thing, sound, but there's so many different types of sound and so many different ways that sound travels through our body. It travels through our skin, through our bones. There's an analog system in your body. There's cell-to-cell transfer. There's neurotransmitters, like little radio signals going on. It's not a simple thing. And so we go sound through the body, and that kind of lets you know, if you're a healer or practitioner, how you would use sound for what. It also goes into how sound interchanges with the music we listen to, if you're a musician. Of course, that part's fascinating for me. And how sound works with color and the different color therapies and how that dovetails with Sherry's work. And how I think one of Sherry's most startling discoveries is that the language of the body is math. And everything is numbers, and then you go through antiquity, they say the same thing. In fact, I don't know, later, Sherry, let me get into that, how antiquity dovetails so nicely into this comment. But Sherry says that the language of the body is math, expressed as frequencies. So if you count the cycles per second with a rhythmic pattern, you get right into math. And so by using math, then, of course, it enables you to help you come up with cures and balancing frequencies for all areas of your life, not just health, your relationships, your outlook, your feeling, all kinds of things. So cool. And then, to wrap up the book, the third section.
Hold on 1 second. When I am looking at your site and I'm changing to all these wonderful pages, music begins, and I want to listen to it. So, but I'm having to turn it off. So that's what you're hearing, a few notes of music in the background here. It's because those of us on WebEx are looking at Jill's site, Wings of Light, and as she talks about things, I am moving through it. So let's not forget, too, your wonderful present for people.
Okay, well, I'll get there. I just got to do the last part.
Okay.
You see, I could summarize the last part in this free book that you can get. I just saw Harry Potter again last night, and I'm going to quote from Dumbledore. He said, "Words are an inexhaustible source of magic." Words are an inexhaustible source of magic. And I think Sherry could agree with that, because with your voice, she's able to look at your health and your feeling matrix in your body and help you provide frequencies. So we go into that in the third part. And then I go into antiquity. They were very much into the magic of your words, just like Sherry, but perhaps a little differently. They went into the magic with different techniques to alter your voice, to alter your life. Almost every mystery school has said the fast track, the powerful way, is through sound. Not that sound's better than any other vibration, such as light, but it's closer in wavelength to our physical body, our emotions, and our brain waves. And when the sound wave is close, it transfers more energy, just makes it more powerful. So there's all kinds of techniques from ancient mystery schools on how to alter your voice for life-changing things. So to get the free book, it's only for a limited time only. And the purpose is really twofold. The purpose is that this technology, Sherry's technology, we could heal the world. It's so much cheaper. I mean, it's a benefit to us and our earth and the place we live. So we want to get the word out. So to get the word out, we're giving out free copies. And then also we're asking as a favor, if anyone would feel comfortable, going to Amazon.com, putting in my name, Jill Mattson, and the Secret Sounds book, and writing a review. We've heard that the more reviews you have, particularly positive reviews, then the more they recommend your book. So, again, that's just tier two of getting this book out, getting this information out to change our world. Because if enough people start reading this and understand it, then this reality can bless humanity. So here's how to get it. You go to my site, which is www.jillswingsoflight.com, and you scroll all the way down to the very bottom of the home page. And I'm afraid I'm not that big of a techie. I couldn't figure out how to change the text at the bottom. So what you do at the bottom is you go down and you sign up for the free sound healing MP3s. And I have three MP3s that I've taken from techniques from antiquity to raise your consciousness, copying the Fibonacci spiral found in nature in your body. It's got to be God's favorite sounds. And that's in one of the sample MP3s. The solfeggio tones, which is an ancient healing scale, including retuning your DNA or frequency to do that. They're both in Paint Your Soul. Another ancient technique was to tune to the stars and the heavens, and so I put one selection from my Stardust CD, and that's available for the free things to one selection. And what they did then was that they believed, like Sherry did with her keynotes, that these frequencies come into Earth so that they would tune to the stars, so that when astrology or waves came in that would provide a challenging influence, that you're kind of like in your balance point, so that kind of like, you know, water off a duck's back, I guess is the wrong way of putting it. So anyway, I copied that one. Then the third free MP3 is on the Healing Flower Symphony, where I have the frequencies of flowers embedded in music. And music definitely is a cathartic device. Let's put it, go back even further. Any emotion has a positive and negative pole, like impatient versus patience, love versus hate. And you need to be in balance rather than being kind of like bipolar and switching back and forth from the two ends. And so what happens with humanity is that we have denied our feelings, so we collect negativity of feelings, and of course that makes us ill. And in order to get rid of this, you have to feel it, give it its day. It's almost like it's vibrated. I always think of like this invisible ghost hand going into my head and finding some crap that I thought a while back and shaking it loose and then taking it out. And I'll feel it for a second on the way out. And so music does that. That's why sad people listen to sad music, because they're going within, they're gathering all their sorrow, and eventually it's going to leave. Feeling your pain won't kill you, but it will get rid of your garbage. So I believe I have one of the Healing Flower Symphony selections of one emotion, and it goes into the front part of contacting some negative emotions and then building the positive end of the emotion. It does it with the music and also with the frequencies of the flowers and the emotions. So you go and you go down to the bottom of the homepage, Jill's Wings of Light. Sign up for the free MP3s, and then you'll get an email that'll give you a link to the Secret Sounds book, and it's available for this month.
Wow, how wonderful.
Jill, do you use a lot of social media? I'm at the top of your page, and there goes the music again. Do you use a lot of social media? Because this is what this is. You inviting people to take that link and send it to other people, or everybody has to come and fill out their
own? Well, I have if anybody wanted to, I've been doing that on my own social media. It's not terribly developed. You know, I've maybe got 500, 600 friends. But if anybody wanted to share this, I would be so grateful. They could just email me at Jill I. Mattson, M-A-T-T-S-O-N, at yahoo.com. That's Jill I. Mattson at yahoo.com. And I could send them a little JPEG that they can upload on Facebook or LinkedIn. And that's all they'd have to do, and it offers the free book. Because it's in all of our, it's in the earthwide interest to get this information out there. And I would be so grateful for any help if anybody would email me and would like to share that on their social media.
Can you email that to me and I will put it on both of our Facebooks? I'll put it on the front page of our website if I can figure out how to do that. And with
okay,
this
I'll
is,
do it.
It's so important to bring back the ancient stuff and the integrity of sound and healing and music, because it's within us to do it. And when we're looking at being forced through the government to stick our kids on medication, they're taking people to court to make them put their kids on Adderall. And these kids respond so much to music to reprogram them. Jill's work, yes, it talks about my work, but it's just incredible what we can do from the inside, from Bruce Lipton's scientific approach, epigenetics, to this idea of music inside of us that we can heal ourselves. So I'm hoping somewhere during this discussion, Jill is going to talk about music and DNA and how old music is, I guess as old as the voice. We are having lots of people asking about how to get this book. So go to the bottom home page of Jill's Wings of Light, and we've put that in. You know, if you are having trouble getting these addresses, go, and you're on WebEx with us, go to the top or bottom of your screen. It's just different for each one. There's a little tab. It's a green tab. Click on that, and you can see all of these addresses. So it's Jill's, that's plural, Jill's Wings of Light.com. Go to her homepage. Go to the bottom of that homepage. Fill in the little blank, they're gray on my computer, name and email, submit, and she will send you free MP3. I think that's incredible enough without this book. This book has been out for 2 years. It's been selling amazingly, even through our company, and actually we give it away to people. If anybody wants to buy it, we send them over to Jill. But to be able to get this book, and it's what, Jill, 300 pages at least?
Yes.
And not only that, but to be able to give it away to your friends and post it on your website, your Facebook, your Twitter, your Google+, whatever you have, I just think is absolutely incredible. Colleen
yes.
says, I'm not...
Do it for the earth.
Yes, do it for the earth. Colleen says, I'm not understanding. Aren't these CDs digital? I was under the impression that healing only comes through analog sounds. We're looking at analog sounds, Colleen, at brainwave ranges. This is music in the hearing range of the voice. It's a little different. So we're using music as in, and maybe you can talk about this idea of analog and digital. We just don't
sure.
want using digital at these very low frequencies. That's what's causing some of the problems.
Right, and I think we're really beginning. That's why I have a whole section in this book on how frequencies transport throughout the body. And I want to say up front, I'm not sure that the research that I've done, of course, 10 years from now is going to be all proven true and maybe new stuff might change it. But what I found was that the body has transport systems for analog and digital and even like radio signals. But the digital signals would be like through your nervous system. It takes a lot of information and it sends it quickly to the body. and I'm going off the work of physicist Robert Beck here. And then the analog frequencies often go cell-to-cell vibratory transfer. The reason why Sherry often advocates analog is because any analog frequency is more complete and more perfect than a digital frequency. A photograph from a slide film is going to be better quality than a good digital camera, though you can get pretty good digital stuff, but still, the detail's not there. The information is averaged in the digital. So I think Sherry's work coming out in analog makes it unbelievably powerful. And as she mentioned, she's noted some very significant issues about low digital sounds causing problems. Music in the digital frequencies, it is used in your body and it can heal. It's like, you think of your body as like a universe, and there's digital radio stations, there's analog radio stations, there's all kinds of ways information travels. And music has always been used throughout antiquity to sync your brain waves, to create states of consciousness, I mean, for crop growth, for rehabilitating criminals. It's been used for all kinds of really innovative things effectively throughout history. And there's a whole lot of uses here. I would have loved to have had my music out in analog, but I don't think anybody buys tapes anymore. So there's still very powerful blessings. And my comments that I get from them are, I've got like 75 pages of fantastic testimonies. So things are working in it.
I want to jump in for just a second and say that when people sign up, excuse me, for the newsletter and for the link for the free ebook, that those MP3s that you get are really wonderful. Your music is really in its robustness, meaning that I know it has lots of textures in there and lots of subtle energies in the sense of low acoustics that kind of sneak in there and do wonderful things to help, all sorts of arenas of our bodies. But the music itself is wonderful to listen to. It's really, it's quite different than the old days of, the Monroe Institute and binaural beats and all sorts of other things where it's just sort of nasty, beepy sounds. This is really wonderful to listen to music.
Well, I need to answer two things. One, when Jill puts her music together, just like when we look at an herb, it is a whole group of sounds that belong together by what's happening in nature. I think it's called a chord. So when we look at maybe digitalis that comes from foxglove, they took out only the digitalis part and created a medication, but if they'd given them all the foxglove, they'd have everything else in it to control how the foxglove works in the body. So this is how you could equate this idea of digital and analog. The analog has all in it its components to help use itself, and that's the way Jill put her music together. I think she can explain this with her flower symphonies. It's not just one sound. It's a group of sounds that belong and work together in harmony, and you're not going to see that in very much digital music. The other is thing I need to say is something from the chat. Everett says, I'm a subscriber to Jill already. I cannot subscribe again. Can I still get the ebook?
Sure. Have her email me, JillIMatson@yahoo.com.
And I think I put that in there, but I'll put it in again. Jill,
yes.
IMatson
at
yahoo.com. So I put that in the chat again. And I often, people write to me about two or three this week, I can't get into Jill's website because they put an E in your last name.
Oh.
For some reason, MATTE. But there's no E in there, folks. MATTSON.
And here's just another thought about sound in antiquity. And I'm going to reference this study I just read. Excuse me, I'm quite the geek here. The idea is that in ancient times, they had a paradigm or a consciousness of a vibratory world, and that different vibrations or vibrational matrix or vibrational patterns would create different dimensions. They'd use your shaman dances, and they'd use other meditative techniques to leave their bodies and gain very helpful information from other realms. They weren't looking at the world as a physical world as we see today. And, of course, we've done great progress on understanding the physical world. And now that we've done that, I really think it's time to go back and to understand the spiritual or vibrational world, which was or is most masterfully expressed as music, other ways as well, but primarily it's a gorgeous language of music. So the other thing about ancient people was to get information from music, they would listen to it for a very long time. Like we just listen to a song and we're looking for an instant response. They wouldn't do that. They would listen to a song over and over and over. This is how Hermetic magic was founded. They would listen to a simple word, and then they would observe the impact of the word, let's say if they kept saying it on sand on a drum. And if you were to create a vibration underneath the drum with sand on it, it's going to shake the bottom of the drum head, and the sand's going to travel, start to vibrate, travel out to the edge, come back in, and it's going to interfere and create little patterns. And certain sounds created pictures. So that would be then the sound associated with whatever it was a picture of. So they were, they made it a science to look at the long-term impacts of sound, something that modern man just overlooks because, you know, we're just looking for instant things, whereas primitive man was so much wiser than us in that way. So all of this stuff with sound is predicated on the fact that each time you listen, it's like you get a dose. So to really make a big difference, you need to listen a lot. Just like the Hindu masters, when they give their disciples a chant, it's understood that they do it thousands of times, because if they hear that vibration thousands of times, it simply becomes them. Okay, now I want to get into this other study, and it's one of the articles I've written recently, because it just underscores this point, that's all. Anyway, here's the study. It was in MIT. They had a research team, and they were charged with duplicating spider silk. Now, spider silk is unbelievably strong, and it's also very flexible and soft. So this big fancy team went and looked at the molecular components, and they started creating silk with the same physical molecular components as silk. Ultimately, the silk was terrible, because although it was very powerful and strong, the different fibers wouldn't stick together, useless. And on their team, they happened to have a musician. So he came up with a method to transpose the molecular structure of the spider silk into sounds and music. Then they played around with the different molecular structures until they had very pleasing and fluid music. And once they were playing with the physicality so that it was combined to create pleasing and music, it produced excellent silk. So my point being is, yes, we have learned a lot from physicality, but it's time that we looked back into our ancient past and see the wonders that they understood from vibrations and sounds and music, and start to do the two together. I mean, we can go to such a new level. And that's another thing about my music. I don't know if everybody would agree with this, but I channel, and I often receive my music. I either hear it, or I just sit down and there it is, and I feel like cosmic plagiarism, or it comes through me, but it's not of me, or it's a gift. And I just I think some master musician has got a gift to give, and I'm just a vehicle. And music is far more than we give it credit for.
I would like to bring in a question and a comment. Last night I watched a show, and it's called Doc Martin. It's out of Australia and England. And one of the characters on there said that you never are selfish with someone you love. And I think, Jill, you must love the universe. You are one of the most unselfish people I know. Who creates all this music and then gives it away? That's incredible. And I can understand if the person didn't have any talent and they wanted people to hear their music. But your music just speaks to myself. And I just want to tell you that I appreciate and love you. But the question that this brings up, what's the frequency of love, which has been posted in the website or the chat room?
Well, I know Leonard Horowitz says that it's the one of the solfeggio frequencies. Do you have that, Sherry? I think of one of our classes. You mentioned that you had a frequency for it.
It is halfway between B and C, which is halfway between octaves of creation. And I think each octave, and I don't know where this came from, maybe from your book, that as you move through liking each of the notes, they take you to a different level or layer of yourself, and then it goes into the next octave up, like 220 and 440 and so forth. Well, so for me, it's that color of blissful pink that is in before white. Well, it's after white, right near there, but it's also the color of a biochemical called adenosine triphosphate, which is the first chemical made when conception takes place. So that's a form of love, or love acting out, I guess. But that's where it would be for me.
Yeah, and if you think of the rays, you know, they talk about the ascended masters and angels being of rays, meaning colors. So like, you know, Buddha's green, Jesus is yellow, Saint Germain's purple. I would say that we're brinking on the dawn of the pink ray after the violet ray, because we're going to go up an octave. And that's I think, what you call a golden age. It's another word for it. But I think that those frequencies, I don't know how soon, but I think that's what's coming next for humanity.
Well, it's such chaos. It has to. Another comment, and it's from Tony. Have you heard of David Young?
No.
Tony, give us a link, and I'll pass it on to Jill.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Tony.
I want to jump in about that pink ray to the violet ray. Do you think that's why it feels like what I will kindly refer to as an awkward time? Because we're in that transitional state kind of between notes, where we're going from pink, you know, from the violet ray to the pink ray. We're in this transitional, slightly, I'm not a musician, disharmonic state at this moment.
I have a theory, so it's certainly not factual, but it's a theory. And that is, as I read antiquity, they were very confident all over the earth for thousands of years that the energy of time was timeless in energy. It's an actual frequency. And even Einstein talks about space-time. And, you know, if you go on some of the, you know, channels, they'll show you how space-time energy can warp, meaning time can change. That's also been shown scientifically. They've had, like, these fastest jets, and they'll put a clock on one and leave a clock at home. And if the jet drives fast enough and comes back for a while, the clocks are not going to be synced, so time changes. So in antiquity, they're saying time changes. It's an energy. And, in fact, I remember one silly little thing I read in antiquity. It's amazing. I mean, why read comic books when you can read antiquity? But anyway, this was this mass murder where 600 people were murdered because they were all arguing over how do you keep time. Could you imagine if their football team lost? My. Anyway, it was a big deal. It was a big deal, and they paralleled time and music. And so that over time the music changes. But anyway, I was thinking that a platonic year, which is 25 some odd thousand years, could be likened to the harmonic series, which is a, I always try to make things simple so I can understand them. Like, if you drop a rock in a pond, it makes a hole, and then there's all these little ripples, circle ripples. Well, that's 2D. In 3D, they would be like circle bubbles. And where am I going with this? So the distance between those circles is going to be mathematic. So when you have like a wave, a sound wave, it has like after, softer, after vibrations, and they follow a mathematic proportion, same formula all the time. And if you think about it, that's amazing because everything does that and follows that pattern. Every molecule, everywhere, because it vibrates, so then it's going to have after vibrations, and it's always going to follow these patterns. So my thought was, when you read antiquity, they talk about the dawn of a golden age, and these are big, big cycles, and how harmonious it is. Well, the first harmonic is very harmonious. It's the same note. And then over time, and in history, they talk about having ascended masters and evolved beings. You're teaching us. And then over time, they start to teach us so we can stand on our own 2 feet. And, you know, so then the next harmonic, when you get to a next cycle, you know, you get to an octave, and then you get to a fifth, and you get to these intervals that are very pleasant sounding. But as time progresses, it's like the learning keeps getting harder, kind of like, if you're learning to lift weights, first you leave a little one, then a medium one, then you start lifting the big one, and it keeps getting more and more challenging. And that's the way the harmonic series could be likened. It starts out pleasant and easy, and each time gets harder and harder. And then at the very end of the harmonic series, it's like scratch your fingers on the blackboard time. It's like, yeah, it's just really tough. And that would be time period in a Platonic year. That would be likened to now, maybe like 50 years prior to now and this period right in here. And at this period in time, if my theory would be to correct, it would be very disharmonious. And the purpose of that would be it would dislodge disharmony in the earth, and that would account for the extraordinary violent weather patterns. It would account for the dislodging of disharmony in the disillusion and the people beginning to see the corruptions in government. You know, the hidden societies that had horrible values, their veils are beginning to crumble because that's the frequencies of the time. And if this is so, then pretty soon after this purge, this violet time, this purity time, then we would roll right into a new octave and start all over again, which would actually be white and then move right into pink.
How about heavy music or heavy metal versus classical?
Well, I would say that that's like two pieces of, let's say, a 10-piece puzzle. If you look at music back from Lemuria, Atlantis, Sumeria, China's Egyptian, you know, like our music history and our framework seems to be like music started in the Renaissance. Well, it didn't. And I believe, and this is what my next book is on, is that the story, the Pied Piper, where the children followed the music, is really about humanity. And that as we incarnate, we follow the Pied Piper in the music over the eons. It has these mathematical patterns underneath that you can calculate by sound waves, timings, rhythms, instruments, harmonics. And you can look as time goes on, the patterns get closer and closer together. And I believe they bring us into physicality. They bring us to the point where we think seeing is believing, where everything is either real that you can touch or else it's not real. So we're as furthest away we can get, as far as ways we can get from God or spirit. And that's why I'm so excited about my music and getting people to listen to it and lots of it and listen is because I think that the fastest way back, of course, is music. That's what got us here in the first place. But since we have the record of what went before, we should be able to listen to these ancient techniques and regain very quickly the evolution back. And that gave me this, I don't know what you want to call it, conundrum. I just wondered, well, why bother? Why did we incarnate into matter? And the answer that I came up with, you know, why bother being following the Pied Piper so that you can perceive the world physically and lose your intuition and lose your links to other dimensions? And I think my theory is that it's to become independent. Because when you're in physicality, you perceive you're all alone, not with God. You're on your own. And I see it in my lifetime. In my life as a child, we lived in our neighbor's pockets. I don't even know my neighbors now, you know, let alone live in their pockets. And you see people becoming so much more independent, and I believe that's the difference, Sherry, between classical and the heavy metal. The heavy metal is like the ultimate be on your own, away from God, the ultimate jar up all that negativity stuff, hopefully not to amplify it, but to let it loose, though both could happen. And hopefully, you know, such aloneness, such pain would almost beg the reaction that it's time now to go back to spirit.
There's a question from the audience, too, about, is there a common tie to all music of all societies on all of Earth?
Well, maybe the most common tie is that it has never stayed the same. It has always changed. Just as you look out in the night at the night star sky, it's always changing. In ancient China, the emperor, it was his job to establish the tuning note. It was believed that that was the most powerful way to control his country, was to be properly in tune with the universe and to nature. For if that was done, then the people would be strong and balanced. They would get amongst themselves. There wouldn't be inner fighting. And then if an enemy came from the outside, they would be strong and able to resist it. So much so that they figured that the tuning note always changed with the new emperor, because they figured he wouldn't have died if he had been able to maintain this proper intonation. And so even within, you know, I mean, that civilization just kind of exemplifies my answer, is that as the universe changes and as we evolve, so do the frequencies change and so do the frequencies evolve. Over time, the components that change are the rhythms, the pitches, the melodies, the harmonies, the intervals. I mean, there's a lot. Harmonics.
So it's all
that help?
Chips of sound.
Yeah.
We only have about 3 more minutes left, Jill, and I really want you to talk about your classes and what you offer to people, your workshops, where you're going to be appearing.
Thank you so much. Okay, my first workshops are coming up April. That's Friday 19th and 20th and 21st at New Hope near Philly, Pennsylvania. We're going to be doing sacred space, creating etheric temples, doing shamanic journeys. We're going to be using your voice to change your world, using a lot of the stuff from Hazrat Inyat Khan, a lot of these ancient techniques for modulating your world through your own sound. And then on Sunday in New Hope, on healing, using sound for very specific health issues, different, again, ancient techniques for changing your auras, removing pain, sound Reiki, healing and sacred geometry. Then I have a workshop in Mount Vernon, Ohio, near Columbus, on May 18th. And these are all, if you go to my workshop, Jill's Wings of Light at Events. And we're doing the healing portion there. It's Saturday, and there's all the sign-up information. Then I have a blog talk radio with Jesse Nichols on May 31. Then up in Ashtabula, Ohio, we're going to do some work with some sound and magic crystals. And that's going to be on June 14th and June 15th, doing the sound and sound Reiki and sacred geometry and clearing, toning, basically changing frequencies within on all different levels. And I think that's it. And again, it's on my workshop under events.
We're looking at it now if people are with us on WebEx. How about your new book coming up?
Oh, I wish I was further along. I've got about 100 pages finalized. Since you've last read it, I've added about 150 pages because I keep getting the universe just keeps sending me. It's such a magical journey. I mean, people literally just come up to me and say, hey, you need this for your book, and I don't even know who they are. I get stuff in the mail. I don't even know where it came from. I mean, it's just been wonderful. So I keep putting it together and trying to get it out. I'm hoping to get it out in months. It's now about 400 pages, and I've got about 100 finally edited. It's still done, but doing the editing, and that will be lost waste of time. And I'll announce that on my newsletter if you sign up for the free MP3s.
And we will be here to have you on because it's a fascinating idea of all the ancient musics from all the ancient cultures and how they're all tied together. And how we as a people are united through sound and music.
Do you have a track, a CD that has a track on it that you could recommend for moving us toward that pink light?
Yeah, I would say the Paint Your Soul and the Stardust ones. And the reason I say that is just because when I channel, they've told me that the spirit guides that I channel told me that it releases energy from your soul and your spirit, which is a little higher up your life stream. And I would say that it's like, you know, my CDs, I have two for spiritual, which would paint in Stardust, and then two for emotional, which are the flowers, and then the physical, well, there's the chakra, cosmic streams, and the deep wave beauty. But I would say the paint and the Stardust, they raise your consciousness, which is your body, mind, soul, and that's going to get you fast-tracked there.
So go back to your website and look under, is it catalog or products or what's it? It's under store.
Yeah.
And what's playing now in the background?
That's Paint Your Soul.
It's very haunting. And to let you guys know that Jill painted all of these, the artwork that goes with all of this wonderful music. So a musician, a writer, a composer, a trainer, a mother, I think a space-time traveler. Wonderful music, Debbie says, by acoustic something, Eidolon. Oh, people are posting music that they love. See, everybody has their own, and they're full of their own notes that they need. It goes right back to your voice. And seeing the music, the notes in your voice, and from that being able to tell a bit about being unbalanced. I don't think there's anything bad or good in someone's voice. It's just how it's used or how you look at it. So, Jill, thank you very much.
Yeah.
We hope we have you back many, many, many times. I love this title, Lost Waves of Time. So join Jill. We have a conflicting workshop, but that's okay because we're going to be recording ours. Do you record yours and allow people to see them afterwards?
It depends on, you know, usually other people sponsor me, so they've done it, but it's up to them whether, like, some of the people have sold them, some of the people have just done it for members. I haven't actually sponsored my own workshop. People sponsor me.
Well, that's great because they love you. And we love having you on.
Thank you.
Thank you for being
music
here.
Music to everybody. Okay. Thank you.
Bye now.
Thanks, Jill. That was a blast as always. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Richard. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
She is such a sweetie and just an absolute little pixie, a barrel of energy. Thanks, Richard.
Thank you. That was fun. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week with somebody I can't remember at this moment.
Patricia Ladara, who has written a book about helping people transition through death and some of the experiences of those people. She's written a book about it, and she's going to come on and talk about it.
All right. Thanks, Sherry. See you next week. Thanks, everybody.